About 5.5 million people use wheelchairs in the U.S., but those wheelchairs aren't always reliable. They often break down, and the average repair takes up to a month. That's a serious problem for people who use wheelchairs, and it's been linked to more medical complications. In the first of a two-part series, WBUR's Gabriela Emanuel reports on what's behind these frequent breakdowns.
Pamela Daly was on vacation in New York City visiting the High Line. She took a moment to look up and admire the buildings.
And all of a sudden, the world just kind of started to tilt to the left. And I actually thought maybe we were having an earthquake.
It wasn't an earthquake, but it was a disaster for her. One of the small front wheels had fallen off her wheelchair. A passerby helped put it back on, but a few blocks away, in the middle of the road in busy Manhattan, the wheel came off again. Daly fell, a broken wheelchair, and now a broken hip.
I felt very vulnerable, extremely vulnerable.
She says, ultimately, the wheelchair was worse than the hip. Without a working chair, she was stuck at her home in Charlestown. She missed work and struggled to get to the hospital so doctors could look at her hip. She says it took well over a month for the wheelchair repair to get approved by insurance, for the part to arrive, and for the technician to come to her home.
And the guy opens the package in front of me, and it's the wrong part. And it always is the wrong part. Always. Always.
Daly says every wheelchair user has a story like this, sometimes many. For Morshid Buembo, it was a flat tire at work at Home Depot in Boston. Colleagues and friends tried to help him fix it.
A police officer who is a friend of mine tried to take it at a gas station. Nothing could work.
Buembo missed 3 days of work, and he estimates all told the ordeal cost him $700. That's a lot for Buembo, who's an asylum seeker from Uganda.
I had to skip buying groceries.
And he had to skip other purchases, too. Ellen Lee's wheelchair broke down right in front of her Arlington apartment. Suddenly, her brakes stopped working. It took 3 years to fix them. She had a backup chair, but it couldn't do everything she needed.
It's everyone that I know that's had problems. It's not just that I have had bad luck.
More than half of wheelchair users report their chairs breaking down in a typical six-month period.
If 50% of people had their car break down in a six-month period, they'd probably be pretty upset.
Lynn Warbe from the University of Pittsburgh has been tracking wheelchair breakdowns for years. Her research shows they often cause serious problems, like missing doctor's appointments and increasing the chance of hospitalization. It's also been linked to painful sores called pressure ulcers because a backup chair doesn't fit or you're bedbound.
So it's some pretty significant health consequences.
So what's going on? Mark Schmaler, also a professor at UPitt, says Medicare is part of the problem.
Medicare doesn't have an allowance to do preventative maintenance. That's one of the biggest culprits right there.
For a car, you have oil changes. For a bike, tune-ups. For a wheelchair, there's nothing. A part has to break before Medicare pays to fix it. And what Medicare does matters because private health insurers often adopt similar policies. Schmaler says another problem is Medicare will only cover a wheelchair that's primarily used in the home. That means it isn't designed to withstand the wear and tear of life.
It doesn't need a heavy motor package. It doesn't need a suspension. It doesn't need stronger batteries, which are all things that contribute to how well and how long a device is going to work.
There is a reason Medicare placed limits on wheelchair coverage.
Attention, Medicare and insurance beneficiaries.
In the late 90s and early 2000s, there were a lot of TV ads.
You may qualify for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you.
Scammers convinced people to get scooters and wheelchairs on Medicare's dime. About $1 billion later, Schmaler says,
Medicare had to do something pretty drastic. So they decided that the only way a device would be covered is if it was for use in the home. It makes no sense whatsoever, but, you know, they had to do something.
The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services declined requests for an interview, but said its policies are guided by federal law.
I'm Charles Sargent. I am the Chief Revenue Cycle Officer for National Seating and Mobility.
That's one of the biggest providers of wheelchairs in the U.S. Sargent attributes the frequent breakdowns to the fact that many wheelchairs are complex and custom-made. Some are controlled with a person's eye movements.
There's 30 things on a chair that could potentially break down. Well, if three of them break down in a year, then you're going to have three repairs.
Sargent acknowledges that completing repairs can take time. He says part of that is because getting parts can take days or longer. But he lays much of the blame on health insurers. He says every company makes its own rules, and they often require a doctor's approval before repairs can start.
99%+ of the time, they're going to give the authorization. But they're keeping that archaic process in place out of fear that there's going to be fraud or overutilization.
Sargent says when there's no authorization needed, a repair takes about a week on average. But when insurers require prior authorization, he says it takes closer to 50 days. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts and Tufts Health Plan declined interviews, but the companies say they're committed to giving members the medical equipment they need. Wheelchair users say whether the problems are due to insurance policies, wheelchair quality, or logistical delays, they are the ones stuck living with the consequences.
It's something that prevents us from living to our fullest.
You can't go to work. You lose your independence.
You can get things overnight from Amazon, but you have to wait months to get a part for, you know, a simple part for a wheelchair.
Pamela Daly, Morshid Buembo, and Ellen Lee all have working wheelchairs today. But they say they go through life fearing a flat tire or a faulty motor. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Gabriella Emanuel.